Media. The government has promised to investigate allegations of threats issued to a Kakamega-based journalist, Acting Kakamega County Commissioner Jeffrey Mayama has said. This comes after a Royal Media Services journalist, Kefa Juma, was allegedly threatened by an armed police officer during last Tuesday Gen Z protests, only a week after the shooting of Catherine Wanjeri Kariuki, a correspondent for Kameme TV and radio in Nakuru. Speaking after holding a peaceful demonstration in Kakamega town that culminated in presentation of a memorandum to the acting county commissioner, chairman of the Kenya Media Sector Working Group Hilton Otenyo expressed displeasure in the manner in which the government has been handling the media. "Today is set aside for us to express our displeasure in the manner in which the government handles us while on duty, whereas free media is guaranteed under the constitution, but we are realizing that it is quickly sinking," said Hilton Otenyo, the Kakamega journalist's chairman. Kakamega County Commissioner Jeffrey Mayama addressing the media outside his office. He promised to secure everyone in the county because it is the responsibility of the government. Photo by George Ndeto, KNA. "At around 4:30 p.m., I was threatened by a police officer who pointed a gun towards me along Canon Awori Street. He just called my name saying that he would shoot me," Kefa Juma complained. Other incidences which sparked the call for protests among the media fraternity across the country today include the arrest of veteran journalist Macharia Gaitho on July 17, 2024, which police later admitted was a case of mistaken identity, and the shooting of Catherine Wanjeri Kariuki, a correspondent for Kameme TV and radio in Nakuru, the day before. The incidents sparked widespread condemnation among media fraternity. In response, the acting county commissioner, Jeffrey Mayama, promised to address the incident to the best of his ability, which he termed unfortunate. "We are working well and would like to work well with you, upholding your freedom as stated in the Constitution. It would be counterproductive for us to make your work difficult while at the end you are helping us to inform the public," he said. "We promise to secure everyone in this county because it is our responsibility to protect lives and property," he added. The county commissioner called for tolerance among the youth, saying the government was working to address the grievances they have raised.